AM 920 and 101.7 FM KWAD. Happy Monday morning. And since it's a Monday morning, we're joined with Dana Cannelberry of the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She's the executive director, and she's joining us live in studio this morning. Good morning, Dana. How was your weekend?
Good. I watched a lot of section wrestling here in Wadena, and then I hopped in the car and went to Sox Center to watch our Wadena Deer Creek girls play Sox Center, and that was a good challenge. And so here we are on a Monday morning.
Yeah, and there's a lot of stuff going on, Dana. You have a lot of good news to announce regarding the Valentine's tasting party recently held at the depot.
Yeah, so we tallied up the numbers after paying our bills, and we're happy to announce that we raised $2,059 at the Valentine's tasting party, which is just fabulous. As you know, the event was a fundraiser for More Christmas Lights in BN Park, so we were thrilled with this amount. So we want to thank again everyone who supported this event, which is also known as the Chamber's Wine and Chocolate event. We'll keep you posted on our Lighting Up BN Park for the Holidays project.
I mean, it's awesome the amount of money you were able to raise, over $2,000. And what else is the Chamber working on right now, Dana?
Oh my goodness. We've got a handful of events we're working on right now. The next event is another function the Chamber hasn't held in 5 years. So we are very excited to host a community appreciation banquet, and that's on Saturday, March 11th at the Wadena VFW. So this is an event that brings our community together to honor and recognize individuals or businesses with community awards. It's also a chance to enjoy a delicious meal at the VFW and hear an update from the Chamber. As I said, the Chamber is proud to honor those around us who help build our community and make a difference. So I'm going to list quickly, CJ, the community awards, which are in 8 categories. They'll be presented as follows. So we have our outstanding businesses, one large and one small, that we'll give an award to. Second category is entrepreneur spirit. Third, educator. Outstanding educator. Fourth is community volunteer. Fifth is community service. Sixth is nonprofit organization. Seventh is our Cornerstone Award. And our last big award is the Bob Zozel Award. So we're going to announce the recipients this week. So stay tuned. CJ, I'll probably send you a list so you can announce it as well. Tickets are $25 each, and that includes a dinner, appetizers, and a drink. And we can talk about the menu, I guess, at maybe next Monday to kind of tease people a little bit here. Tickets can be purchased at the Chamber or simply just call the Chamber and make your reservation by March 3rd. So we're really looking forward to this nice banquet to honor some very deserving people.
And it's awesome, like you said, bringing it back for the first time in about 5 years. So really good to see that come back and start to, like you said, honor some of these businesses and recognize them around the community. And also, Dana, now that we're almost into March, it gets us starting to think a little bit about Easter. It's not too far away. So is the Chamber going to be holding their annual Easter egg hunt?
Oh, yes. Yes, it's always a fantastic family event. So the Chamber's Easter egg hunt will be held on Saturday, April 8th at the Southwest Softball Complex, which is by Toby's Hill. The event starts at 1, so watch for more details because there are different age categories where, you know, that the kids go and hunt for eggs. So this year, though, we are adding a new twist for the grown-ups. After the Easter egg hunt, we are going to hold an egg hop for adults to win prizes or discounts at businesses. It's going to be fun. So watch for more details on this.
Dana, anything else you want to add about what's going on with the Chamber?
Yeah, so this is coming together very, very quickly. Wadena Elks Lodge is leading the charge on a St. Patrick's pub crawl on Friday, March 17th. So it's a chance for people to stop by restaurants or our local bars to punch a card and then win chance at prizes. So again, you know, more details to follow. So watch the Elks and Chamber Facebook pages, as well as the Chamber's community calendar on our website.
We're talking with Dana Cannelberry. She's the executive director at the Wadena Area Chamber of Commerce. She joins us every Monday morning at this time for our chamber chats to talk all that's going on in the Wadena community and with the Chamber of Commerce. Dana, we love having you in studio, and we look forward to talking with you again next week.
All right. Thanks, CJ.
There goes Dana. And if you missed any part of our conversation with Dana, you can head on over to our website, wadenaradio.com, for the full interview. And then you can also find it on our KWAD Facebook page as well.